We left off last time. I think we had discussed the yisod of Garth the Katan, and we saw a big machlokas, whether you need miyot chom or not, whether it be the heskadas like the Rambam, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah here, or like Nach, whether it's Bidin Heker or a Moshe, that's both. We suggested Nachmina is you need Miot Chom, big issue nowadays. So I saw that in the Rav Rimon quoted approvingly, Meshut Shevet Alevi, Chelik Aleph, Simon Tani Aleph, he says he thinks nowadays all the ways people cover the flame are not a Ma'it Chom. And he even thinks a lot of things discussed in the Achrona are not in Ma'it Chom. And he says it must be Minig Yisrael Torah, and he wants to be Medayik in Nagos Mordechai. It's not, it's far from clear. He says, if the Eish is Mechusa, even if the Chom is Nishar, Kevatchila, it's okay, as long as it's something not Rogil, as long as it's something that's not Rogil, that's a Heker. So he basically wants to say, no, he thinks the Minig Olam is not requiring me to Chom, because as long as you have a Heker, that is good enough. And even though he knows that it's a bit of a chiddush, he says he thinks that's the Minig HaOlam and won't be Megel. Zaki also spent a lot of time, I think, last year, after last year, maybe, or this year, arguing that even if this has Chadas, who says you need to be a Chadas? Maybe you can have a Heschadas just based on doing something to show that you don't plan to adjust it. Doing something to show that, you know, that since it's Shabbos, you become a lot of is already nasis, and you're Mesiach Das, not because you don't want a good flame. Mesiach Das more than Shabbos. And Lamaisa, and Rav Rimon actually is not real like this, Shevet HaLevi. So Lamaisa, one can be Mekel, that even if you have a covering in the flame that's not the night of home, one can still rely on that. Certainly, you don't say the day of Heker, and maybe even the day of Heschadat. Maybe you can have a Heschadat even without being the might of the flame. So while it's better to have something that's the might, that not might the flame necessarily, like ritual ashes, but it might be heat that comes out somehow. But the Maisa, one can be Mako even if it does not, even though I do think it's better, certainly, the Chazchila. To be yotzei the day that you need miot chom, but the Shevet HaLevi says we can say not just limitzchos, but he says sadlam tzchos that maybe Yisrael Torah. We can say many Yisrael Torah that people don't seem to be so makbid on it, and therefore, as long as there's a hecker, that would be good enough. So the ideal would be to have some hecker, which is also takes away from the heat, but. Certainly, one could be Mekel, Lani is Daiti, one could be Mekel, even if it isn't such a big hecker, if one is really stuck against her Moshe, just like the pure Miot Chom. And Shevet HaLevi says, one could be Mekel, there's a hecker, that's a bit of a, you know, excessive kulas. What do we make of if there's a hecker? Maybe that's also a Heschadas, even if there's no Miot Chom. But ideally, we should go through Moshe, then you need a hecker and something that constitutes a Heschadas, which I think the mainstream is to explain as Miot Chom. What does that mean for a crock pot? For a crock pot, if you just line it with silver foil, again, we're not talking about Atzmana here. Let's assume you're making Atzmana, which I think Shane believed himself is, if I recall correctly. He's from the Kilim. If you just line it with silver foil, it's not in my Vachom. But it's a hecker if it sticks out, so one can be Mekel based on that, but it would certainly be more proper, Al Shehi and a crockpot. Again, if you're Sephardi or if you're Ashkenazi and it's not yet half cooked, it would be proper L'chadchila to do a hecker and a Miot Chom, which would be, you know, to put it on crunched up balls, which also sounds like mana problem, and to have some either covering in the knob at least, or covering the knob, or like silver foil sticking out.
It could also be that silver foil isn't considered a hecker, because this could be another thing. Cleanliness.
I don't know if that's shit. Yeah, I never could have been. Certainly the croc, but never could have been. I never could have been.
Just covering the knobs.
What about just covering the knobs? That's what Ron Cutler said. Just covering the knobs is good enough. But look, actually, though, we don't realize.
You know,
if you just cover the knobs and you put some foil walls inside, then I think.
Why? Was there too much?
Because even the Shevet HaLevi, when he's Megel, he still says covering the fire, because that's the Surah of the Xerah. It's Byron Cutler's a double. Hey, that. A hecker is good enough, even though it doesn't affect the fire. And B, that the hecker doesn't have to be the tsura that Chazal mentioned. So that's, again, Ron Cutler's makeup. Who am I to argue Ron Cutler? But I don't think that's the mainstream. That's the mainstream shot. Again, the balls might not really be a hecker, because you don't really see them, right? They're hidden by the pots. That's why I think you should also have something else for a hecker.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
We believe that this is the last 2 years, we have to have the beginning of the first interview. The silver ball, we believe that has to last a long time for
you. Because you come out of every shop, then you take it out, you know?
Even if that's my problem.
But it's only your crock pot because of shots.
What am I using now?
I mean, you cook, you don't put it in before shots. You keep it in there, you talk and don't want it. What if you talk and don't want it? And you don't even notice it anymore. Then maybe you're saying it's not a heskadas. You have to lower it of heskadas that if you want the blech on their gas stove, they don't keep it during the week. Maybe if you keep there during the week, that's exactly the first thing you're all up stuff. But if you're not positive, you can't do something. It's always there. That's fun. It's only always there because you're reporting it. What about if you always keep those balls in your cockpit and really don't even think twice about them? And you don't even think twice about them? And okay, then you should also do something else. Either cover the knob or put some silver foil inside so you'll notice it. And then rely on both of those together. Okay. What else do we want to discuss?
But you have to put the silver foil in separately each week, or you could. And what's the same
you're
thing?
Saying, yeah. Yeah, but that's much more noticeable. Yeah, because it's weird, like silver foil. That's so weird that it's hard for not to make a motion on you. Okay. So again, the best is like it is a Hesach Hadas plus a Hecker, which is for Moshe, or is just being Yotze on the Shitas. He doesn't think it's being Yotze the Shitas, right? It's one unified Shita. And the best would be a Hesach Hadas, which is a Miyot foam, but that would be the best. The Hesadas plus a Miyot foam, which is a hecker. I don't know if we really have a Hesadas. What's Hesadas a Miyot foam? That's not really a hecker. I don't know how much it comes out, but you know, you can rely on Shevet HaLevi, who says you can have a hecker. And as we pointed out, maybe that could also be a heskadas. Has to be something that looks weird. What does that mean for what does this mean for crockpots? For crockpots, the best thing, the only way to be my home is to put it on little balls of silver foil, not little balls of silver foil, don't do anything that's thick balls of silver foil. Raise it up by some thick balls of silver foil, like plus cans or something else. And that will certainly be the ma'at the home. What if you do it all the time? Does that really count as heskadas? Does that really count as, and you can't see them? So the best thing for crockpots, let's go back to crockpots, right? The best is to raise up the pot, which is the only way to ma'at the home. And, you know, can rely on Shevet HaLevi, even know, the Hecker, sorry, Shell Kisoy H. That's the Shimon Levi. Aaron Cutler says even a Hecker Sheino Kisoy H is good enough. That's what he said. You could just cover the knobs. Well, Misa, this we really try not to rely on alone. Lechatchila. The best is to raise up hot and line with foil or cover the knob. Again, or just have it half cooked. And then you don't have to worry about, Shahia. And that way, you know, you can still think of ways that maybe you can build everything, but that would be good enough. And like the Shimon HaLevi, I think, but you can rely on the Shimon HaLevi, who says just line with foil and cover the fire, even if it's not midnight to home. Again, you're lying around color, just cover the knob. We really, you know, the end if someone did it, you know, it's an emergency or something, we really like that.
There's no need to call some raise it, line with foil and cover. So all three done.
Again, where motion thinks you should cover the fire and the knobs. But the minute all of us not be back.
Like most people do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, maybe they raise it for mono.
Okay. Most people line it and cover the knob. Okay. I have no time. Great. Wonderful. Okay. So the.
That's not really nice.
Yeah. I mean, but there's some things where it never hurts to be more master. Some things where it does hurt to be more master, but in the realm of Shihi, I don't think. You know, I think that's what Moshe would tell you. Cover the knobs and the fire. Okay. Wonderful. Developed. But. I don't think the Minig Olam is like Rav Moshe. Minig Olam is tricky. The whole question is which item. You know, there's a lot of different olamos. Not only the four LP Kabbalah. There's much more than four olamos LP sociology. So I don't think you have to be mafra for Rav Moshe, even if you live in America. Okay, let's just a couple more details we need to deal with, and maybe we'll do that by reading the Mechaber again. I know we keep reading the Mechaber. Kirashi Asuya, but I'll read fast till we get to the part. Kikidera, the Shoshan, Alpia, Kidera, the Malabi, Kamaka, Shisha, Kidera, Impuska, the Gethesh, Solzo, Zasim, or Beitim, also leading the Tashim, the Yom, Shosha, the Elm, Kiki, Spash, the Torah, the Tame, the Ralo, the like Lamech, the Kata, Oshu, Kaisha, the Spash, the Father, the Angel, Kaimati, the Dutch, and then out of Machur. The Machol, the Yachal, the Spash, the Kitabel, and the Spash, the Sassel, the Spash, the Sarko, the Pilus, the Spash, the Turk, the Sam, Yom, the Hashim, the Kata, the Shosha, the Elm, Kim, Gora. Dainu shahotsu, hotsu menakola gecholim, o kumtam, dainu shekisa ha gecholim, the aether, the ma'eit chobam, the yamnasan, ba, chatifa chayim, mutter kiloitsu kulachai, the yamnasan, the yamnasan, the menu, filo, ain't a roof of tuma, mutter lismoch, lod, nor is it by a ma'am lismoch, can you put it next to instead of what are the normal places, in or on? What about next to the oven? Literally, here's the oven next to it. So that's speechless mutter. No problem. The Yehuska, the Kasha, the Merkel Shaslef, in a little roof of the Tuba. Speechless mutter. And the Ramah brings down a case which the Gemara says is like speecha. Shnei kiros, and at emo zoitzotzo, if there's two kiros next to each other, Vidofen Shalcheres be mehem, not like just a kiro which has room for two pots, but it's united inside. There's a wall between them. So the ha'achas group of ketuma, she any group of ketuma, mortal shasal group of ketuma, please shabos behem, she any group of ketuma. Then you're allowed, if there are two of them, you're allowed to put on the garfu katum, group of ketuma, from Tira. You're allowed to put on the group of ketuma, because on the group of ketuma, you're allowed to. Oh, it's next to the ana group of the ana ketuma. And therefore, it also gets heat from the ana group of ana ketuma. So it shouldn't be us, or it's the shahe. It's fine on top of the group of the tumah, but you're also next to the ain't group of the ketubah. The answer is no problem. So that's smicha, and next to is okay. Meaning, even next to, above is also considered next to, not on top of, and it is okay. Rav Moshe asks, "What about on a blech? Remember the old fashioned blech? I don't know if you ever saw an old fashioned blech like when I was a kid. You had a gas stove, and the gas stove like four burners." And on top of it, you just put a rectangle, a metal rectangle, thin metal, a rectangular sheet of metal. That's called a blech. That was the Gufuk Tuma. For people, that's Gufuk Tuma for people of Gastos. And according to Moshe's Tumra, it has to also cover the knobs. Right? So that's a special kind, and the regular kind was not like Moshe just covered the fire. And that was good enough. So what if, you know, a lot of, you know, they usually have four burners. Doesn't really matter. So what if you only leave two burners on and two burners off? And you put a pot, not on top of the burners that are on, but on the other part of the black. What if you put a pot on the other part of the black that's not directly on top of the flame? Is that smicha, like Shnei Kiruos HaMatimos? Right? What? So, okay. So you're right. The nafkamina is only for chazara. The nafkamina is only for chazara. So, you know what? Maybe we'll save that. You're right. We'll save that until we get to chazara. Okay. Okay. Save it. No, we'll save that. If you do that, it's not going to be a problem. Okay. No. Okay. You're right. It's an important question, but we'll save it for later. Okay. Smicha. Now, there is a discussion here, which we'll come back to, of Chazorah on Smicha. That's really, really ties into the Magen Avraham here, and Hey and Bob about Chazorah on Smicha. But no, when we get to Chazorah, we'll come back to this Magen Avraham, Hey and Bob, etc., and discuss Chazorah on Smicha. Are there any heterim for Shehiyah? What heterim have we learned? There's a heter of Tachon Bava, there's a heter of Guf Ktuma. There's a heter of Bashel, and a heter of Lo Bashel, and a heter of Smicha. Smicha is a total heter of Shehiyah. You can put something next to an oven. You know, like in Grus, they didn't used to have built-in ovens. People just put a toaster oven on the counter. So you can put something like next to the toaster oven on the counter, and that would be okay. That's the heter of Smicha, even if the toaster oven was hot locally. You know, I'm not sure how practically necessary that would be, but you could. Are there any other heterim? So Rav Moshe has another heter. Rav Moshe, this is Machlokes, Rav Moshe and Rav El Yashiv. Rav Moshe in those short, what do we call it? Short answers? That were originally written as short answer questions for Vayeder when he published his book on Hilchos Shabbos. And then got published in Chelek Dalet, Siman Ayin Dalet of the Igros Moshe. He was asked, what about a non-adjustable device? His example was a non-adjustable urn. Right? Not an Israeli urn. An Israeli urn, maybe, let's assume a few is adjustable, right? Because there are two buttons. There's and there's Shmigat Kol / Shabbat. But an American, anyone remembers living in, I don't know, still like this in America. When I lived in America, there are no buttons on the urn. Either it was plugged in or it wasn't plugged in. There wasn't even an on-off switch on here. And it was always... It was not fancy, it didn't have a thermostat, this, that. It was just always at a certain heat. And it kept things warm, or boiled the water, slowly boiled the water, and then kept it warm. So what is it? There's no chashash v'shemichata, right? There is nothing to turn up. So is there a gzera of shehiyah, or is there not a gzera of shehiyah? So says Rav Moshe in Oschof Beis of the short ones. He says, that im omech shalol a tanner, which he doesn't know, obviously he wouldn't put it on a tanner, he says, because it plugs in by itself. Lo shayach lahatzrich blech. Lo shayach lahatzrich blech. It's not shayach to require a blech because there's nothing to turn on or off. But then in Chav Gimel, he goes back and he's asked a different question. He says, maybe we should worry about, the fact that, let's say you put it with cold water before Shabbos. Maybe you should worry about the fact. Now, maybe there's more than Shemin Chata. What's the Mokar and Shas that we should be gozer even on things that are not Chitoy, even on things that are just hastening Bishel? Yud Chesam and Beis, Shemin Yis, right? They have a Havamin and a Aser. Not just a Havamin. I mean, it seems to be a Havamin that would be true in that case, lest you stir it. Okay, so hold on, locus, next day. That one that's Omen Maskana said in a writer of promotion, what if you fill it with cold water right before Shabbos? Now, what might happen? What's not an uncommon occurrence? It's gradually boiling. It takes 3 hours. What happens if you take out one cup of lukewarm water? the rest of it cooks more quickly, right? Because, as you know, the way heat works is it's just, you know, delta of temperature times mass, right? What I mean to say is the same amount of heat that would raise 10 liters of water 9 degrees would also raise 9 liters of water 10 degrees. It's just a bunch of math. Right? So if you take out a cup of water, you make it all boil faster. That's the power of Mishal. That's where Moshe be finish. Even though Chazal, we don't find Zera Shem and Yikari Mishal al Yaday taking out water, since we do find Zera Shem Yagis and stirring this Makari Mishal, therefore, whenever it's likely that someone would do something to power the Mishal, we are still not there. So therefore, he says, if the water is not boiled in the urn, then we should be Machmir. He sort of retracts a little. Fundamentally, if the urn is not adjustable, there's no problem. But if you're afraid to let the take out water and cause the rest of it to boil faster, that could be a problem. Okay, so leaving the urn aside, therefore, many are machmir, that you should make sure that in Israel, we do this anyway, right? You know, Israeli urns have two settings. Boil and keep warm, which is sometimes called Shabbos. And we all just boil it before Shabbos. That puts on a tremendous heat. It boils in 5 minutes. And then we leave it on keep warm all Shabbos. So we always boil it before Shabbos in Israel. Maybe it's because we want to be machmir about any chashash of Shehiya, they make it that way. Anyway, in America, it would be a proper chumrah to make sure the water in your urn is boiled before Shabbos. But you'll say this with Moshe, who's afraid that you might. But the principle of Moshe, forgetting of that, because let's forget for a moment about the urn and go to a plata, a hot plate, right? Most hot plates are not adjustable. When I first got married, we had a hot plate that was adjustable. Okay, that terrible fellow shots. I just didn't know what to do with myself, so I took a screwdriver and looked it up. Took out the part that adjusted it, and then it was just a simple solution. But most of the hot plates they sell nowadays are not adjustable. I mean, it's just not shy of Shemitah. Well, forget about the fact that there's no Bechol. There's nothing to turn up or down. Either it's plugged in or it's not. So, according to Rav Moshe, there's no problem with Shehiyah on a hot plate because there's no Shemitah to the Bechol. So that's a big tradition of Rav Moshe. There's no issue of Shehiyah on a hot plate because it's not adjustable.
The question said it wasn't me, you were the bishop, but in his answer, he gave him that.
Okay, that's a different question. That's the question of Nahum Kachilo / Chazar. Here I'm in, we'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to that. That's very controversial. You're absolutely right. I just want to point out that there is a dissenting voice in the Earth of Shabbos, Perek Beis Halacha. Yud Gimel says you're allowed to leave things on a plata because it's not adjustable. And he does quote, as you know, I was trying to sort of avoid Chazara as much as possible, but he does quote that Rav Moshe later on in the Chazara section discusses the hot plate explicitly. And it says it's not adjustable. And he quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Shevet HaLevi and everybody and everyone's Mako, but he quoted that Rav Yashiv says that you cannot do Shehiyah on a plata unless it's Bashal or low Bashal, etc., because of low plug, even though there's no Shemichat Mekachalim, low plug. Okay, but that seems to be a bit of a Da'as Yachid, low plug Rabbana, Rav Yashiv. So here, if we talk about a non-adjustable cooking device, says Rav Moshe, the Ode, that there is no Isser Shehiyah, says Rav Yashiv, low plug, and we follow Rav Moshe. We assume that if something's not adjustable, there's no Isser of Shehiyah. Most of our things are adjustable. Crockpots are adjustable. Cooking jars are adjustable. And ovens and stoves are adjustable. But if you have something not adjustable, like a plato or maybe some other devices that I'm not familiar with, then there is no Isser of Shehiyah. What about a Shabbos? I mean, Shabbos mode of any mom. It is adjustable, right? It's just like Shabbos. What happens on Shabbos?
So you can't block it.
So what if you have a Shabbos mode oven that is not adjustable? Would that be a heter of Shia? And I don't think it would be like a plata. It is adjustable. It's just tricky. But I think we should go for a moment to Simon, Reish, and Dalet. I want to look at one last thing before I continue in the Machaber. Look at Reish and Dalet. Says the Mechaber, there's no heter k'dir chaisa. Not everyone agrees, but most don't agree. There's no heter k'dir chaisa for a barbecue, let's say, right? That's what you're talking about. Because it cooks so fast that it's for sure going to be ready at night. Okay, something that's not so shy to our reality. We don't use actual coals. He says, "Basar of smaller animals, we're not worried about shemi yichata because it'll burn it. No one wants to burn it." What if it's in an oven that is sealed with cement? Remember, they didn't have gaskets in those days. How did they seal some of the heat inside? They would smear some mud on it and let it dry. Okay, this is the Mechaber's chat. There's this heter called in the Gemara called Tochbetit. You smeared it closed. Says the Mechaber, what the basis of that heter? The basis of that heter is no one open until you're ready to take out your. But no one opened it, soaked the coals. Because when you cooked in that way, again, this is beyond my culinary expertise, if you open the oven and let the cold air in, it would damage the food. It was a kind of cooking where you couldn't let the cold air in until you were done cooking. And therefore, we're not afraid you'll damage the food. So the Mechaber, the principle here is, in a case where chita de kol would damage the food, we're not chosheish to even on a weekday, you wouldn't be chosheish to be a chum. Either because it'll burn it or because it'll let cold air. Okay, I don't know if that's not shy to any of our reality. I mean, any cooking devices, where if you turn off the flame, I don't mean you could turn off the flame and it'll be too hot. No, that's a low plug. If it goes there. Oh, I should point out this for Moshe. Sorry. Moshe asks, what if the flame is on highest? Is there zero shemi of shahiyah? Let's say you turn the knob and the gas is on the highest. After all, you can't raise it anymore. Moshe says, no, that's... That the zero applies. You can't say that there only goes if the flame is not on the highest, not if it is on the highest. That far we can't go. So that far he doesn't say. He says, but we should point this out. What about if flame is already the highest? That promotion says it's no heter. Oh, really? Okay, and Zaki tells us the Or Litzion, assuming Zaki is correct, says Mutter, because after all, there's no Zer Shemi Yechate, but I think we would pass like a Moshe again. But let's get back to this. What's relevant to Ramah? Says the Ramah, the Ein Chiluk Bazer Beinu M'chai L'Gamri Yisbashal Tzatzal Matsh Chiluk of Sholim Al Pishayin Al Rosh Prophet Sholim B'yesh Machmir B'sofer B'taner Tuach B'tit Hakol Shari Yav Gavi Ha'eshu Megula Hakol Osir. Okay, Machmirin and Mechilah. It's Machmirin and Mechilah. Some people say, nah, there's no heter if it is. If something's just on a flame, there's never a heter. There's no heter for small animals to your free to burn. If it's toch betit, if it's sealed, then it's everything's mutter. And if it's closed but not sealed, then there's a difference between different kinds of animals. What's the principle here of the Rambam? Why does he say Yesh Machmir Mesover? But the cool of the Machmir is the Betaner Tuach Betit Hakol Shari. Why in Taner Tuach Betit is Hakol Shari? Says the Magen Avraham. Afilu Bekdeira. What is that called Shari? Even a pot. If you seal the oven, even a pot is mutter. Oh, if something's cooked in a pot, cold air doesn't burn it. No. he thinks the Heter of Toch Matin is not because cold air damaged it. Rather, why is it? Says Rabbi Bram, Afilu Mikdeira Kemishinu Mukhalachto Sherisasimu. Because it's not available. There's something blocking you from doing Kitu. You have to break open the oven. Says the Mishnah Berurah here, Tony Lomer, etc. Came at you sosu betit, veinu mucha lachtos, the cholik is adas ha me chaver, etc. What does he say? The principle is that, according to the Ramah, the heter of toch betit tells us, and the Gemara says heter of toch betit. What does that mean? For the machaber, it means there's a heter of something sealed well, we're not afraid of keeping the cholik, the cold air will ruin it. Okay? I can't think of any contemporary application. But the Ramah said, well, the heter of toch betit. No, it's you need to break something open. Not that it's, okay, he doesn't mean that you normally break it open. It's a normal thing to do. Much our chops also. But if you need to go through a lot of steps before the chitoy, then we're not worried about shemichat and gechal. And the first explain because what are we afraid? Again, we're not afraid of chodim gechal on purpose and gechal shops. Smart gechal shops, you just cook whatever you want. You know, it's a free country. We can't stop you. We're afraid you'll forget. You'll be in so much pressure that you'll forget about Shabbos, and you'll be full to Begechal. Okay, but what if you have to first break open the seal? By the time you break open the seal, you'll remember about Shabbos. How long can you forget? We're afraid of a momentary lapse. We're not afraid that you'll do a whole Indian and still forget a Shabbos. And that's the principle of Toch Betit, Ab Liba Drama. Now, nowadays, I don't think anyone would smear our oven sealed with mud in order to have this heter, right? Again, smearing the pot with mud doesn't help. It has to be smearing the oven with mud so you can't get to the coals. But what might be a contemporary application that would be similar to Toch Betit? What would you say is a contemporary application of Toch Betit? What if you take the knobs? Meaning not cover the knobs. Cover the knobs, you just reach under the cover and do whatever you want. That's just a heter. Covering the knobs. Post it's good enough. And the other post can say not. But what if you tape the knob so that even if you forget and try to turn the knob, it won't turn. You'll have to take off the tape. By the time you take off the tape, then you'll remember that it is Shabbos. So that is a big machlokas where Eider in a sefer says that that's not good enough. That's not as much as sealing with mud that dries and becomes some sort of, not cement, but some sort of a hard seal, but the Orcha Shabbos, Perik Beis, Halacha Yudches, says if you tape the knobs in a way that you can't turn them, not you tape the knobs bogus, you can just turn them. No, you can't turn them unless you first take off the tape and it's a whole inyan, then it's mutter, because of the principle of Toch Betit. That's Beis Yudches. If you tape the knobs, he says it is mutter. He doesn't quote anyone about this. So the Orcha Shabbos says taping the knobs counts as Toch Betit, every application. Rabbi Eider says that not going to, he thinks that's not enough to be Toch Betit. I asked very well, once he says, depends. If it's a little piece of tape, then that's not like Toch Betit. That's like that's nothing. But if it's a serious tape, that's a whole, hard, like too hard for you. But that requires effort to get off, then he thinks that's Toch Betit. So that was his. Again, maybe that's the other shop. Also, that was his pshara. That then you don't need any other hatcher. If it's tough to take, you don't need any other hatcher. You don't need dark katzel. You don't need bushel below bushel. You don't need chaisa. You don't need mouth and rusai, etc. If you take the knobs in a way that's a serious tape, not just a piece of scotch tape that whatever they take off the preset, but tape it. Really, not need a hatcher. Not the right cover. Our culture says a piece of scotch tape. We're still okay. It's a hatcher on the knob. Make a normally mud-brown color, but if it's a real tape, a big piece of duct tape that sticks on really hard, then take it off for a second. Then that's a heter of Toch Betit. By the time you take that off, you're going to remember not to turn up the heat on Shabbos, and it is mutter. Nirlam is daiti, and maybe that's the whole idea. The Shabbos mode of it should be the same thing. What's the Shabbos? What's the again? Shabbos mode oven can mean very different things than different ovens. There's no halacha Moshe Sinai about the word Shabbos mode oven. But if by Shabbos mode oven, you mean, and as a matter of fact, the word Shabbos mode oven are very problematic. It's a big fight in America because there's one kashrus organization in America, they gave a hechsher to Shabbos mode oven, and they said Shabbos mode means not and other pastoral music says that's very confusing. Think Sabbath, not yontif. I said, no, I want to understand what's what for Shabbos, what's for yontif. Okay, so you have to be careful. Sabbath mode oven doesn't mean that everything's mutter. But let's say there's a kind of Shabbos mode oven where you put it on Shabbos mode and you put it on Shabbos mode and it all the buttons are disabled. Ah, all the buttons are disabled until you do this whole procedure to get it off Shabbos. I've never had a Shabbos mode, but yeah, my in-laws have a Shabbos mode fridge. And I'm a pretty intellectually accomplished fellow, you know, a couple of degrees, you know, whatever. And I can't figure out how to. And you know what the instruction manual, so I still can't get it off Shabbos. Luckily, if you wait like 3 years, it goes off Shabbos mode as well. So I went to Europe. It's a big pain to get these things off Shabbos mode. This combination, that combination, nearly as Nike, the Shabbos mode is talking fit, maybe that's part of their startup. The Shabbos mode is talking, it's not. Not adjustable, but it is adjustable. But before you adjust it, you have to do a whole procedure. Now, okay, you can say, okay, but pressing those buttons is also a problem with Shabbos. But on the mice, I think you can say that since you can't immediately do it, even if you do press a random button, even if you press that button, it won't do anything. Unless you have this whole chachma of pressing all those buttons, you probably forgot how to do it anyway until you Google. So I think Shabbos mode ovens would also be heter shahiyah for this reason. Proper Shabbos mode, one should always double check. A proper Shabbos mode will be Matar Shehiyah in two ways. Number one, it would be like a Tachbetit. There's no Shashav Shem Yichate, unless you do a whole procedure first, which is very hard. And number two, the other half of Shabbos mode is that when you open the door, like it doesn't turn everything on and off every time you open both the door, which is a big problem. So they can imagine that there would someday be fancy electronic appliances. The bigger problem with ovens is that every time you open the door, it turns six things on and off, just like modern-day fridges. So a proper Shabbos mode disables all that. Some of them do, some of them don't. There's a big scandal in England about a year ago. But it's not just in England. It started in England, but it applies to Israel also, that the biggest manufacturer of ovens was Shabbos mode. Somehow their engineers decided that the safety regulations, I don't think they're government regulations, their safety rules are the most important. And therefore, even on Shabbos mode, when you open the door, it turns off the element. When you close the door, it turns back on. Okay, that is clearly potentially problematic. Here's what get to, but clearly potentially problematic. And then there's a little scandal, and the kosher organization in England put out a whole pros that you can't have a Shabbos mode of the biggest oven company in the world. And I don't think they resolved it yet. I actually had this fight with a very firm appliance salesman the other day shopping for ovens. Then he told me that I shot the stove. And I said, well, you don't get updates from Federation. You don't get updates from Federation. And obviously, Federation. We had a nice guy from Baytar, but I don't know if he reads English. Certainly doesn't get updates from Federation. So I showed it to him. Guy, and I don't know what happened in the end. But to be on the safe side, the best Shabbos mode is what we did for some of the upcoming groceries when we first bought them, is just to see the little like button that gets pressed when you close the door, and which is a big bowl of tinfoil in so that it always thinks the door is closed. Okay. That what? Not the gross ones, I don't
think. Well, I'm
here. Okay. Anyway, you're right. Now with the magnetic ones, it's trickier. Okay, everything's trickier. It used to be Viper. I'm still Zohar. I have an old fridge from before we started elementary school. That is not a magnet. Just has this like button that gets pressed when you close the door. Just keep that button down. Okay, Viper. But we'll talk about the oven soon.
We'll put it over the ashes. We'll have to play with ovens. If he only spent all adjustable updates,
could this be like? It could be that here he might. I don't know. I actually have no idea. Okay, lemaisa heter tachbetit. I don't recommend any shmear mud on your ovens nowadays. By the way, another heter often lechora would be if you just turn the oven off. gets that a little later. Then scarf, right? It's got all the heat. I mean, we'll see more. Say warm enough to burn out. I don't know. Side, but theoretically, because our ovens, unlike one way, our ovens are much worse than the old ones. Our ovens don't retain heat as well as the ones. Why? Because they figure just turn it on whenever you need. Electricity or gas is cheap. But old ovens retain heat. So if you turn it on enough more shots, if you're moving there, then sort of that doesn't turn on at all light. Then that's no problem. But that's scarf. Your food might not stay warm enough. That I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, tough petit. The truth is that if you're Ashkenazi, you just pull the cook and you leave in the oven anyway. If you're not mom. Well, sometimes you can just turn it on all the time and solve. Like sometimes there's a switch, just turn it on even no matter which way the door is. Okay, anyway, kids are tough petit. What are examples of tough petit? How about taping the knob? So here we have a Rabbi Eider who says Usser, or a Shabbos says Mutter, and Ray Willing suggests that you need more serious tape in order to make it Mutter, not just Kalshul. Another example of Tacha Betit would be Shabbos Mot. Nirelini is 19, and that's probably the spur of one of the spurs we make Shabbos book, meaning that I assume the spur of Shabbos book. Why is part of, I understand why part of Shabbos book that every time you open the door, it doesn't turn on all 6 seconds. Okay. That's the same as Shabbos book for fridges. But why is Shabbos book also the same ones? Talk about it. I mean, if you have your Shabbos. The other example is, and here it's a little funny that you're over Shabbos book, what if you remove the knob? You know, our crock pot, you can just take the knob off. On a lot of things, you can think about. What if you just remove the knob? And if you want to adjust it, you have to go find the knob and put it back on. So here it's interesting. He says it's a machlok, it's a poskin. He said Rav Moshe, he said Michal Shlomo is not sure. He said Rav Vosner is Mekel in his letter to him, and Rav Shlomo Zalman is not sure. It's funny, he makes it sound like taking off the knobs is like not as good a tool as taking knobs. Well, knobs also not sure taking knobs. But Lamaisa, if you remove the knobs, I think also one can make a chiluk. If you remove the knob and you put it right there, I mean that's so simple that maybe that's not. That's a hacker. And a hacker the knob we don't like to make help. But if you remove the bottom and put it someplace else, right? That's a Lamaisa problem. But you know, it's usually not. But anyway, just to be on the safe side, we took the knob off. We put it in a different room. Okay, so I tell you, we'll find the knob. Or that's like tough potato. So this is a machlokas. What about removing the knob? The knob, he said, this is a machlokas in the Aruch Shabbos. Where's this Aruch Shabbos? Bez Yutes. Right? Yesha Kosvul Deim Lahakel V'yesha Makilu Mazeh. If you put it far away, I mean far away, a different city. I mean far away, but not sitting there, you have to go get it from the other side of the room. Then you can also consider that top of the tip. So if you don't have any of the other materium, let's say it's not convenient for you to do a garb, a katalum, and etc., then this is a good eitzah for some vices, obviously. All devices to be mater shikya. Okay. Yeah. According to for Sfardim, it's a little tricky because this safer doesn't really take Sfardim out so much. The Mechaber holds that there's no such heter as this. So I don't know what Rabbanya says, you know. Does he say, well, it could be that for Sfardim this heter would be. I didn't do my research. Sfardin, maybe you could do some research. It could be that this would only be for Ashkenazi time. Because Sfardin told that's not what the Gemara meant. Right? That's what the Chaver says. Talk the tip is not about something else. But it could be for Sfardin that this would not apply. Okay, let's go back to where we were. Rishon Gimel. continue in the Machaber. What does he say? The Tanner. Yeah.
Did Rebbe you talk through it or not? Like for the crowd, you read it tough the tit as opposed to all the carried in the book. Do you think it's better or because it's easier?
Because it's easier.
Not because this is not
right. I don't think what has to be done. Just it's easier. Okay, the Tanner. Now the Gemara is Machalik, that's the next Mishnah, between Akira and the Tanner. What's the difference between Akira and the Tanner? If we remember, Akira was a place with two pots, a place where one pot was a kupot, Akira Tanner. Anyone? Exactly. A Tanner was like this. This was a Tanner. Okay. Tanner was the hottest, because that somehow kept a lot of heat, a lot of fire at the bottom, that it is on top. The kupah was the medium, wasn't so big, and the kira was the least hot. So what is the Macham saying? But Tanner, afilu husa b'kashra b'gvava, asr afilu b'smochlo. Tanner is asr, it's mefurish in the Gemara, even if it's kashra b'gvava, even smicha is asr. That's all before in the Gemara. I feel it's Garfakata, even it's Garfakata, which is applied in the Gemara. After Ramah calls man she yatzol let us bone. The kolshin she also l'shalas v'tochol gabol. Even smichas also kolshin in or on it. The kubach shem bottom shvisas clear achas and husak v'kashu dvava dino kikira. Kubach is in the middle. What kashu dvava? I'm shy of the update. Then it's like a kira. People get so eats him. It is like a tanner. Okay. So let's just make a sort of chart here. Here we have Kira, Kupach, Tanner. Do the Heterim in the Gemara apply to the Heterim for Shehia that apply to Kira also apply to the other things? So for example, Tashu Dvava, right? That's where he starts with here. What about Aleph? By a kira it's mutter. By a kupach we saw it's mutter. By a tanner it's husk. That's even kashu dvava. Again, not related to us. I can't imagine whatever kashu dvava. But kashu dvava is a mutter. Now we have a bit of a machlokas here. Let's go one more. How about garufakotum? Is there a heter of gar v'katam? Of course, for kira's heter. Is there a heter of gar v'katam? So the Mechaber is very explicit. He said, afimu imu gar v'katam, even if it's gar v'katam, but did anyone remember who was making on that? The Ramash, exactly. But most of Shana are Ramash because that's Shana in the Gemara. Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam, the Ram, the Maharam, the Rittenberg, the Smag, and he quotes the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran. So, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, and the Machaber all say Usher. The Ramas says Mutter, and maybe, but other. No, so far it's just Garfakatam. No, so far it's Eitz and Megefas Garfakatam. We're going to combine in a second. The Kolbo quotes the Sefer Shlomo, who also says Mutter, but he also said maybe there are tanners, not real tanners, so we'll leave him out. Right? Or like the Sefer Shlomo quoted Kolbo, but we're not sure. Maybe he only means the later tanners, not original tanners. Yeah.
Is that a hocus only in Gar? Being Gara, because it's a star of Rambam that you might get her. Katam. You covered all,
Yes. I think so.
Isn't the star of Rambam that you didn't actually get it at all?
Yeah, but in Katam, no. The cast of the Rambam was, how can you possibly be reading the poem? There's nothing there. The answer is there's still somewhere. But in Katam, you don't have a cast. Of course, you still do. Just a little lower. But the Tanner, even a little.
Kira also.
What?
Kira also taller, just taller.
I know, but the Kira, when you cover it, it's a hacker or hesvadas, because it's so low. But in the Tanner, even when you cover it, it's still super hot. Not a hacker or hesvadas.
not a Hesmadas because a Kanner, even if you lower the flame, it's still a big flame. And it's not a Hekar, because Ramosha says that, oh, in a Tanner, they would often put ashes all over it just so it would get burnt. Okay, and a Kubach Lechora would also be Usher, obviously for the same sheets. Now, what if you combine some of these? Again, it's not going to be super crazy. Are they? What if you combine some of these? What if you combine some of these? So one example is, what about a tanner that's Kashuk Vava and Garav Lakata? Right? What if you have both? What if the tanner is both Kashuk Vava and Garav Lakata? Again, it's not so nice. Huh? What if it's both? Or Kashuk Vava and Garav Lakata? Then could you be making a linen tanner? So that is a big machlokes, right? The Mishnah Berurah discusses this in Sifkata Kufbeis. Et cetera. The Hinim Losh Machaber Master is really Hidasator, that even Gash is pretty explicit. Even Kashuk Baba, even Smicha, even Garbakata, all Asr. And that's also the Dasa where Yonasan brought in the Chidush Ran, but the Rambam sounds like if you combine both these, it's Mutter, and likewise the Kolba, the Chidush Ran, and Lamaisa, he is made. So not Maisa, but Machlokes Rishonim who Mishnah Berurah Chafbeis was Mikkel. The other interesting question is, what about a Kupach that's Kashu Gvava the Eino Garav Makata. Meaning the Heter Kashuk Vava and the Kupach, but only if it's Garav Makata, or even if it's not, there, the Taz here in Sifkatan Vav, Haskins like the Tor, although his Tainus seem to be a little Shvach, the Taz, Haskins here in Sifkatan Vav, like the Tor, say it's Aser. Meaning this heter of Kashuk Vava was only if it's also Garav Makata, but the Mishnah Berurah, based on Rov Rishonim, says Mutter. Basically, the Mishnah Berurah says you can ignore this little thing. Kashuk Vava is Mutter, whether it's Garav Makata or not. Okay, what about Smicha, right? So here, this is also very important in the Gemara. Smicha is a heter for Kira. Is smicha a heter for kupach or for tanner? So the Gemara says mefurish that smicha is not a heter. Excuse me. For a tanner, and therefore it also wouldn't be a heter for kupach. That was with anyway. But here you have an important part, which really comes up more in Sif Hei. Says the Magen Avraham Sif Katan. It says the Ramah, where we left off, or not where we left off. Called one sheyatzol let his bow. When is smicha aser? If it's yatzol let his bow. But if the smicha is so cold, it's so far away, it's not in yatzol let his bow. Then it's not. How can yatzol not yatzol let his bow? Luckily, it's both cold. Can't say that the neighbor sheyam cold. Luckily. Let's the answer. Let us know my own room temperature. And says the Magen Avraham here, Avolaini Yavsos Mutter Litin Afilo Gavav. The heter of Avolaini Yavsos was not only for speaking. That's like a low level speaker. No, even on top of it, if it's not Yavsos, let us know. There's no Shaykh Zero. These are the Magen Avraham saying that if the whole simon is not Shaykh, not Yavsos, let us know. Right? This Mako, what does it mean the Mako Yavsos, let us know? Remember. It doesn't matter if the Makom is Yatzel Letzbo. It matters if the food could reach out to Letzbo if you left it on infinitely. So Makom not Yatzel Letzbo, then it's just not Shayach, because Chazal weren't gozer on coldness. They were only gozer on hot. That's what Rome says, Mutulim afil al gabav, afil b'shabes. Now the Shehiyah, even Chazare, even an Makom HaKashkiva, you can take anything, liquid, solid, out of the fridge, out of anywhere, on chocolate, before chocolate, wherever you want, as long as the Makom Shehiyah Yatzel Letzbo. Because then it's mufka from the whole framework of bishul. Ah, you might still say, well, why aren't we free to turn up the heat to make the yatzel? No,
Well, the answer is, you weren't even trying to make it a minimal attack. Then the Hulk Saber doesn't apply. You're not even in the realm of cooking. We're not afraid. Anyone just puts the Libra sign. So let us vote. Obviously, is not worried about any of these things, etc. The Efsher, a feeling Gorfakotum, sharks, even not Gorfakotum, even on Gabo, even not Gorfakotum, me, we got. So let us vote, Master Oslis, Sofu Ayin Shum, the Haggah that we will get to. The Mishnah Brura agrees with this, Magen Avraham, says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan, Kav Gimel, of all any, so let us vote, what religion, a feel on Gabo, a feel of Bishabis, the Efsher, a feeling Gorfakotum, and the Kogam came, sure, it came from Bakh Shram, Shamakadera, Ain, Hayan. So let us vote. Anything that's not yes. So let us vote is Hatter Gummer. Oh, you can say. Let's say you have the Blech. And the Blech is on. One or two birds are on. The other side of the Blech, you still can't take something out of the fridge and put it on the Blech on Shabbos. But let's say the other side of the Blech is not on Yatzel. Then where Moshe says, even though he says he thinks the whole Blech is full of God. Why? Because, like, covered the fire and it all looks like on top. And on Gabba, even on Shabbos, there's the heter gomer to put anything in a place that's not Yad Soletz both. So that's the exception, right? But not just smicha. It's not really such a smicha. Not Yad Soletz was mufka from all of Rish Nugan. There's no Sushia, Chazara, but the Lanachu Chatila, which is the nickname of Shon Ronin for putting something on when he didn't take it off on Shabbos and put it back, just putting it on from the fridge. There's no Isser Oy, you can put anything anywhere you want. As long as it's not yet. So let us vote that just mufka from the whole simon.
I mean, let's say you moved it. It's going from the non yet, so let us vote part of the left back onto the plane.
Okay, we'll get to that. Good question, we'll get to that. Okay, now we know some of the dinim of Tanner and. What else should we mention? What about the hatter of. Bushel for low bushel, right? Bushel for Sparta means bushel circle several. Cannot be spot the side. Low bushel means there is some, right? So what about the heter bushel to use the bushel, the low bushel, which is mutter and akirits? That heter also applied to a tanner and a kubach. But he also quotes everyone in the world. I'm not going to put them on the board because there's really no machlokas. Says mutter, that heter for sure applies. As a matter of fact. The Haggos, Mordechai, and others say the heter of Kedera Chaisa only applies to a Tanner, not a Kira. Because an Akira might not even be ready for lunch then. Okay, we don't. This is sort of Adarabba. Haggos, Mordechai says Kedera Chaisa is Usser. In a Kira. This is the only case where someone says a Kira is more hungry than a Tanner. Why? Because the whole point of their Chaisa is it won't be ready for dinner, even if you stoke the coals, and will be ready for lunch, even if you don't. Maybe the Kira won't even be ready for stoking the coals. Give it a possibility. But this is the one case, good trivia question. So when is there a Shita that a Kira is more hungry than a Tanner? Okay, that goes more to Chai, and one, maybe there's he's also got a Shri and a Mordechai. Okay, but the mice with these big cobras in time. By the way, the head of top of the tip clearly applies to a topper because like even these internal use was top in the base known dollar. I think the example they say is Imhubitaner, Bitaka Tip, etc. Okay, Tanner's locked up good here, but that header clearly applies to everything in the header of non-adjustable, but also playing the topper. That just might be a little mystery. Okay, now, what about nowadays? Yes? Okay, continuing. The Tanur Shalanu adds the Ramah, but the Sfardim also agree, Dinam Kikira. Ah, the dads and their Tanurs are Tanurs like Akira, the Sora of the Rishonim, from the earliest Rishonim, that are Tanurs like Akira. Meaning, we don't have to worry about this whole chart. All not Lamaisa. We only have Kira. Our Tanner is like a Kira. Hanur Shalanu are like a Kira. Why? Tanur Shalanu equals Kira. Why is our Tanner a Kira? Why is our Tanner a Kira? What makes our Tanner a Kira? Anyone know the Svara that someone says? Who says that? The Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef. By the way, does anyone disagree? If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Chavches, he says, the Beis Shmuel quotes the Maharshal who disagrees. Not everyone agrees. But like I said, everyone agrees. The Maharshal says, people, we don't paskin like him. We paskin like Dramah, like Oli Achron and Mishnah Berurah. Every modern-day swarm don't even get into Kira Tanner. Our Kiras, our Tanners are Kiras. This is it. Okay, why are our Tanners Kiras? So, one shot is, why? Says the Beis Yosef, Pesach min hatzad. In their days, the opening was on top. Our openings are on the side, and when the opening is on the side, it doesn't get so hot. And their forces doesn't get so hot. It's like a Kira. Okay, that's one Hesper. Anyone know another Hesper? But why are they not so hot? Maybe it's the Pesach when it's hot. Maybe something, why are they not so hot? What? Wider. Who says wider? Let's go to this Mishnah Berurah. Shepia Minatzad. And footnote says Beis Yosef. The old Sherechadin Beyoser. They're very wide. Apparently, their tires are not so wide. Our ovens are very wide. You fit a lot of pots in our ovens. And he quotes this from the Kolbo. So says the Kolbo, Rechavim Yoser. Okay. Is there another Hesber? Ah, then it's not so hot. It's all because they're not, all these are just being not hot. Question is, why are our Tanners not as hot as their Tanners? One answer is because they open on the side, the other answer is because they're very wide. Then he continues, and he tells you that Emes Latam Hara says, you know what? The first person who said our Tanners are Kira, historically, is the Rebbe Chanan. Ran and the Misach Shabbos goes to Rebbe Chanan, but he also goes to Ran and says it has to do with the doors on the side. So if you look at the Ran, that's not what he says. What does the Rebbe Chanan really say? That what kind of Tanner did they mean? Tanner shell? Nachtomim, a baker's one. And we're not bakers. Yeah, we are a baker. That's a problem. Well, what's the difference between a baker and a non-baker? What's the difference between a baker's oven and your oven? Not baker. It doesn't necessarily count. It's very much. The baker bakes all day long. His oven is really hot. He bakes all day long. You don't bake all day long. Is your oven on all day? Even on Friday, your oven's not on all day. Right? Therefore, a baker keeps his oven on. As a matter of fact, you don't understand how ovens work. I have a friend, who has an authentic, I don't mean from archaeology specs, an authentic medieval baker's oven that was built exactly to specs of how they built in the beaches. What? I think it's cool to go and see what the Rishonim we're talking about. It's very different than our ovens. One of the ways the heat stays forever. If you heat it up well, it'll stay hot for 3 days. I don't mean hot, hot 800 degrees or something for 3 days. And if you keep heating it up for days, I don't even know how long it'll stay hot for. So that's a baker's oven you use all the time. As opposed to a bala bus oven, you only cook sometimes. You don't cook all day long. Few balabas out there think they're big, but a normal balabas. Sometimes you cook and sometimes you don't cook. And therefore, that's passionate because the Rebbe Chanan says baker's oven. So, what does the Rebbe Chanan say? That's what the Shmur points out. He says, because Asru Rak Tanor Shel Nachtom, a baker's oven. And what was unique about a baker's oven? They always use it. Says in the Shabura, which of these days would Paskin like more? What does he say? He says, "Bel kol panim v'tanur shel nachtomin shemesikim bo tadir." You turn it on all the time. Kol rav tov lahachmer ladunum v'tanur. What does he say? He says, "L'maisa, it's good to be machmer like Rebbe Chananel, and if you're a baker's oven, to be machmer." He says, "Good," meaning all of our ovens have our open to the side. We have no ovens that open. All of our ovens are And therefore, he says, really, an anchor, then even a baker could be baker. Because his oven is wide and opens from the side. He thinks it's property, not really a bit of an oven. And therefore, if you're a baker, treat your tanner like a tanner and not like a keeper. Okay, we're not bakers. Not so much. I don't know, ladies. It's a baker. Very good. Someone's wife, that's simple baking. That's how Max started. But Lamaisa, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? He says, this is the Iker Hadin, but Tov Lehachmir, like Rabbi Yochanan, I don't mean the Iker Din, you can make a little older up to like Kira, because they're wide and they can put them aside. However, it's not to be Machmir for the Rabbi Yochanan, therefore, if you're a baker, treat your oven like a tanner, which basically offers a lot of Shehiyah. Interestingly, by the way, how about our kupachs? What are our kupachs? Are our kupachs also like kiras? Or are our kupachs like kupachs? Doesn't say here, does it? Hanurim shalana are like a kira. What about our kupachs? Do we have a kupach? What's our kupach?
Kira, just
have a crock pot. It has room for one pot, and it's not very wide. Not very wide. And it opens on top. Turn it. So hold on a second.
No,
maybe, maybe crockpots should be usher and shahiyah, because even though they're not a potter, they're a kupach, and they don't have the santera. Meaning, no one ever said a kupach has to be a tassel. And no one ever said a kubach had anything to do with being a kubach. And they open from the top. So what about our crops? Are they a kubach or are they a cube? Other than that, I can't think of any. So what about our crops? So maybe she should have sort of crop because it's a kubach. And it's Gefes Ve'itzen, it has good quality heat. So if it's good quality heat, Gefes Ve'itzen, we're Machmer, even Gar V'Katim should help. So there is a day that's Machmer, even Gar V'Katim doesn't help in a crockpot. The Menigolim's not that way. I assume the Menigolim is because it's not so hot that crockpots are not such not as hot as. And therefore, the minutes we make would apply to crockpots as well. It's a big chiddush. Lamaisa, most modern-day farm just don't discuss it at all. They don't mention the word kupach. They don't hint there's any kupach, you know. So, yes, Lodun, what about crockpots? What about kupach, Shalodun? What is a kupach? So, it's Mokum Shvisa's clear achas, not shtei kneiros, right?
Even though I
that's Mokum Shvisa's clear achas.
Maybe it's hot.
I mean, that's what's in the days of Chazal, when you built a fire inside for that Mokum Shvisa's clear achas. We had a Mokum Shvisa's shade. It was just the same fire, and it was more focused, it was more concentrated. Now, okay, so does that have anything to do with our modern day crackpots? So, what about our crackpots? Do you say it's like a kupach because it doesn't have any atater? Don't give me nachos. Kupach was never a nachos. The only possible theorem are that it means Heidish doesn't, and it's very polite. So that Kubach should be Kubach. And the Beis Yosef says our Kub, the right Beis Yosef discusses this. He brings a machlokes. Yes, the truth is we should go back for a second. The Beis Yosef here says, what about our Kubachs?
Second.
Masha Kosav Bekupach etc. Kosav Rabbeinu Yerucham, that an art kira, so it doesn't matter if it has room for one or two pots, it's not so hot, and it's like a kira. And the Beis Yosef says, I don't know what he's talking about, Chenirmi Dibre Harad, that he says are they who says that our that our tanners are like a kupach and a kupach is still usher. So that basically that's already machlok and rishonim. What about our kupach? Says Beis Yosef, it doesn't make it. No one discusses it here. But says the Rabbeinu Yerucham kikira. Says the Beis Yosef al pi the ran kikupach. And that's why, if Shadon Shavanar says, our tanur are like kibras, he wouldn't say anything about our kupachs. Maybe our kupachs are still like kupachs. Then that would be a big, it would be a big kumra. Lemisa, the minigolum is lahaka by crockpots. I don't know if they go back to Rabbeinu Yerucham, or if they say, no, crockpots are like older than kupach that the Beis Yosef talked about. Lemisa, it would be a good start to be machmer in. Crockpots, what does that mean? That would be dark and is not good enough. Maybe you have to talk the tit, and then that would go back to the rest before. So I know that
or could be over.
Yeah, or right, that would be the simplest answer. Yesh Bachmiran, Umin Hug Olam, the hotel, but that wouldn't help you for it. That wouldn't help Spark.
Because Cholam is always in the power of the other.
So and that wouldn't help for Chazak, right? Yes.
So if they are, so our ovens are considered a kira.
Correct, which is why the minigolum is communicable. Yes, why the minigolum is
communicable? Because the mice are crockpots are as hot as the medieval crockpots.
That makes you also.
They're called a slow
Yeah, they're dafka made to be not so hot, right? Even when you turn it on high, it's still not so hot. Okay, so that's a good reason. Minigolum will hook out at least, for crockpots. Right, and if you ask why, maybe the reason is because our crockpots are really not so hot. Beis Yosef kindly gets pretty brachas. Okay, but maybe he wasn't envisioning our crockpots. Okay, Minigo holds a hot job. Okay, now we have
also,
yeah.
When Rabbeinu says that it's content to cure it, it's not saying he didn't see us that it's not as hot. It's saying more that because nowadays there's no difference if you want two stove tops basically on top. That doesn't change. In the times of Chazal, the difference between Kira and Kupach is that the heat would be different based on how much, if you had one or two stovetops. Meaning, if it's dispensed over two different stovetops, that's the reason. So that's why it's being legal, that over here it's not.
Not sure. I don't know exactly what he meant by
his
I don't know what he meant by Kirsalam. Meaning, he knew what he meant by Kirsalam. He had one in his house. I don't know what he meant by Kirsalam, so we could just say. I mean, it has nothing to do with what it means in Mandri, right?
No, but his
also, it's going off his template. Either way, they're not so hot.
No, but his longness is because there's no difference being
one. Right, but what? Why? That's what I don't know. Sure. Okay, I don't know. The mice. Okay, now let's talk about Bidiyavit for a second. Two more things we need to talk about, hopefully. What about Bidiyavit? So, we're not the first ones to talk about Bidiyavit. I'm not talking about it tomorrow. Bidiyavit asks, you got you forgot your pot in Shehiyah. Like, without any hetero, right? It was Gefes Ve'etzem, and it was not Gorpakotum, and it was Bashal Bashal, etc. All the wrong things. Ubishlo B'Shabbos, the cooks on Shabbos. Mahu. Can you eat it or not? If you forgot B'Shogeg and did Shehiyah, can you eat it or not? Ishtik lomel and midi didn't know the macher enough with darshlo yidarshlem hamavashel b'shabbos b'shogeg yochel meis lo yochel. You cook on Shabbos b'shogeg, you eat it meis if you can't, right? That would be thinking of the mayor, who apparently was darshling. Below shna, the zivzi shogeg and meisid, but in shehiyah there's no difference. Shehiyah is different from bishol. Bishol there's a difference. Shehiyah there isn't. My below shna. Okay, this is the most all of us very clear with our words. He thought he was abundantly clear. Ah, there's no difference in shogeg and meisid. Okay, which way? So Rav Yosef Jarbayer Le Teira, Mavasha, they say, no, Both still getting amazing as much as each. Why? Because you didn't do anything. It was passive. They wouldn't make a knaf on someone who was passive. You didn't do anything on Shabbos. You just sat there and didn't stop something from happening on Shabbos. Okay, so that's more common. On the other hand, basically, they're both based on the fact that Shehiyah is different. Because you just let it sit there. So, Rabbi, you'll see it's more, you didn't have a mindset on Shabbos. So, therefore, we don't make a knas, even amazing. Rabbi says, Adarabba, you'll very easily come to do it on purpose, come to trick us and claim you forgot. Meaning, Stankhil Shabbos. The odds are still slim that a guy will, I don't know, he'll light a fire on Shabbos and forgot. But over here, all you have to do is forget, right? All you have to do is nothing. That's pretty good odds that if you get away with it once, you'll say, you know what? Pretty easy to forget. I'll just do nothing. No one will ever blame me. No one will look askance at me. I won't suffer any reprimand. Because I didn't do anything. I just forgot to take it off. So therefore, we're more machber. And from the Shaklut Chayi Gemara, it seems pretty clear that the maskan of the Gemara is that what they call the Acher Gzeira, like Machber Yitzhak, that is Asher Beit Shogeg Bein Bemezid. So therefore, we are machber Bein Bishogeg Bein Bemezid. More so, now again, more so than remember, for a Yehuda, he's always machmat shogeg. But if you remember, we're going to make it for a woman's not. So even our mayor is making one shogeg, and even our Yehuda might be making one for a woman's for shogeg. Here they made a special zayr to machmat for shogeg. Because people would come to do a harama to pretend. Now, what's funny about the Gemara? That's like a whole umbud from the last six words of Lamed Zayin of a days down to, like, I don't know, 80% of the way down Lama Chesman Aleph. And that's an Ibai Lahu. Abra Rashaha Mai. It's not so clear if Abra Rashaha fingers is Abra Rashaha. Shogi for Mezid. Let's assume he's Shogi. What if you did Shehiyah? Me, Kansur, Benalo, do they make a Knas or not? What's funny? We just had 80% of an Amun of Gemara discussing this in great detail. All of a sudden, Ibai Lahu. Abra Rashaha Mai. Kansur, Benalo, or not? And then they don't bring any of the same stories, any of the same Amorim. They bring a Toshma for Shul Bar Nassan, says Yosef in Tzipori found that they did Shehiyah and he answered it. Doesn't that mean he made Knaf not to give the Shabbos? He blew the Shabbos, Habah. No, he just told him not to do it next time. It's not clear with Maskana. Maskana is, it could be there is a Knaf, or Yosef in Tzipori said, Asr to eat. Or it could be there's no Knaf. He said, Asr to do that next time. You can eat it now, but don't do it again. Okay, it's very unclear why you need another Ibaina when we already resolved it. What are the Rishonim saying? Right, who says that? The Riff and the Rambam. The Riff and the Rambam says the first Ibaina looks the Lashon. Shachach Kedera, Al Gabi Kira, Ubashla B'Shabbos. It cooked on Shabbos. If it cooked on Shabbos, that's a big Hanah. And a big Hanah, Mastana, Ben Shomi, Ben Mason Usher. Then they have another Ibaya. What about Avra Vashaha? Doesn't say Bishla. It was already cooked. It just got better on Shabbos. It's not really you get a little Hana. It's a little Hana also. It's not what they need to make a task for someone who got a little Hana. A guy's going to come to the trick and do a virus for a little Hana. We go that far. I understand you want your food to cook. Yeah, we're afraid of people taking advantage of glucose or pretending. You know, but with it even, and that makes sense because the Gemara that says, he answered Beitzim and Tzubakos, while the Beitzim and Tzubakos, and Yafel, and then who, etc. The Gemara mentioned the faith in Tzubakos. Right? So, put two and two together. The first Ibai said, Bashla. Second Ibai then continued and said, that's the case with Tzubakos. Well, yes, it is. So we tried it once. It was delicious. They talked about all kinds of very schmack things like strong. That you cook them a lot, they shrink and they become more and more yafed at the depths. But I trust Chazal. That's the Rambam and the Riff, and that's a nice Meduyik pshat. Is there another pshat? What? No, the way they read it, and the BC also suggests they the gear said that was what so. So what about if here we have the top of Daf Lamed Chesamid Aleph,
versus the bottom of Daf Lamed Ches Min Aleph Why. We have two Ibayas that seem to be about the same thing. So says the Rambam and the Rif, this is talking about this Bashla B'Shabbos. This talking about no, was already Mevushal Kol Tzarko. Bet Nitztamek V'Yafelo. And we just Nitztamek V'Yafelo. Okay, is there another? So the Rush have another different shot? Exactly. The Rush says that it's now here. It's I admit it's not as big in the car for Achir. That says the Rush. This was La'atzmo. This is La'atzmo. First they say, did they make it fast for him? Yes. Then later on, did they make it fast for other people also? No. Maybe the medayikit from Va'asar Lahem, the Asar for everyone. Okay. Is there a third shot? I don't know if it's Yosef called the third shot. There is. Does he quote the Ravid?
Yeah.
What? The Ravid is a nice thing. Says the Ravid. He says, the first case was Shachach. What does Shachach mean? He forgot to remove it. The second case was also Shogeg. Everyone thinks, even though our gear says Avar, everyone seems to read the Shogeg. This is Shachach Lahasiro. He forgot to take it off. What's another kind of Shogeg? You forgot it was Shabbos, or you just didn't know the day, right? That's Shogag. And then you didn't know the Isser of Shehiyah. Okay, which of these is more likely that someone can pretend and take advantage of? I forgot to remember Shabbos, or I didn't know Shehiyah was Usher. Yeah. Right, because like you tell the guy Shehiyah is Usher, how many weeks can he pretend he didn't know Shehiyah was Usher? I mean, unless he is like, you know, the guy's Alzheimer's, that's a different story. Then that voice your problem. The Lamaisa. Once you tell the guy, what you do with the Isser of Shehiyah? Next week he says, I forgot to do the Isser of Shehiyah. Eventually, he's not going to get away. Or else, how many times he forget the Isser of Shehiyah? But you know what? To forget to pace the walk before Shabbos, I know lots of very, very good people who can forget to do something that they need to prepare for Shabbos 30 weeks in a row. That's to do before Shabbos. Keep in mind also, in those days, they used to do it. Here's what they worked on. It worked all the time in those days. Anytime it was not doing work, they were. It was a different universe. What's about time? Anyone ever? If you ever decide that your wife asks you to help in the house, and you say, "Well, shut up, my grandfather never helped in the house. What is this? Like, men don't do housework, etc." That's because your grandfather was once upon a time. He worked 12 hours a day in a factory. So you know what he would call the house because he worked 14 hours a day in a factory. They didn't have any other time. It's like we didn't work in the factory, so he did everything at home. Now they work 40 hours a week. Okay, it could be there's a svara. It's not just a different stuff. It could be there's an objective svara why the men do more housework nowadays. Because we don't work all the time. Then they worked all the time. You work all the time Friday until Shkia. It's great. Forget. You tend to forget every week and get away with it. There are things I still forget to do. And not things I call lots of things I forget every week. And, you know, if I wanted to pretend, I could make more things. Okay, so that's what he said. Shacha, for sure, I'll see my roommate. Yeah, but how many made a mistake in the din? Were the Bach run that also? Maybe not. After all, he's not gonna. It's not gonna come to be taken advantage of.
He's around.
Correct. Ashkenazim could never. Ashkenazim couldn't. If Ashkenazim said this shot in the Gemara, it'd be a big riot against them, right? Because if you say this shot in the Gemara, that means you're implying that Mitzvah Biyafla was usher. There's no shot of Ashkenazim. It was mutter. Ashkenazim. If it was fully cooked with Sabi Yafla, it's mutter. It happened to be a Shaila Yafla. Correct. So the Ram and the Riffle, the Shitasam, correct. That they, Paskin, like
meaning the dog. Yeah, that's like the humble mitas. Later on, we're talking correct. The Rama, the Riffer, the Shitasam, that we pass like the Chachamim, the Chananya. Otherwise, you can't ask a question. They're in a Knatzel, so they're tetragram. Okay. How does the, which of these Shatim the Machaber follow? Well, if you guessed, which shot would you guess the Machaber would follow? The Rambam and the Riff, let's see what he says. Bim Shochach v'Shochach. Right? He never differentiates between the right. It's two kinds of forgetting, forgetting the din. Bim Shochach v'Shochach, imutav shel shebishach v'sarko, motor afilu mitzvah v'yopalo. If it was fully cooked and your only avera was because you're sparring in stomach v'yopalo, then no problem. Bim utav shel shehiskel v'sbashel v'bishach v'sarko, asra ad motzei Shabbos. Okay. The Mechaber clearly paskins like the Rambam and the Rid. Now, there's also Machlok Shoshonim, is the second Ibaya L'chumra L'kula. Right? And it's L'kula. And we're poet, that we're in a proposal, Machria L'kula. Nor is it reposed to Ibaya, we're Machria L'kula. And therefore, if you're Meshogeg and you get a big handoff because it cooked all the way, it finished cooking, they were made it fast. You get a small hanah, it just improved that it was already cooked. But that small hanah, they didn't have to have worry about harama, and there's no cash. But if Avar Meshaha, Avar Meshaha, any hanah is awesome. What do you mean? The Chal Shabbos amazing, all hanah is awesome. No one said there's going to be big and small. The only time we differentiate a big hanah and a small hanah is for shogeg, which should have been water, but they have this special chash, what they call Zera of harama. It's a special shash for Rama. It's only for a big hana, not for a small hana. But Avar, that's not a special shash for Rama. That's bigger than the Avar. The Mesa. The Mesa, it's usher either way. Okay, that is the halacha l'maisa, right? That's halacha l'maisa. What's halacha l'maisa? We pass it based on the Rib and the Rama, at least. I think the Rama never goes, the Rama never goes back and says, and since for us this is irrelevant, because for Ashkenazim, it's much like Achiva, what do we say? He's not Machriya. Lamaisa, what does the Machaber say? Says the Machaber, that Shehabim Mezid is always usher. She have the shogeg, so it depends. If it's a big hanah of bishol, that's usher. Why? Because we're extra machmir. But if it's a small hanah of simuk, the yafelo, then it's mutter. Why? Because if it's Bishogi, they were only at a special chash. Normally they should have been Nato. But a special chash Bishogi of Harama, that special chash didn't we worry about when it's a big Hanah. Not worried people are going to take advantage for a small Hanah. Actually, you know, very reasonable. Let's do a few more details. What's a few more details? You have to wait Bechdei Shiyas or not. Right, so actually, the Gemara does deal with that. We're not going to go into it all. The Hagos Ashi says you have to wait b'chdei shiyasu. What does the Rama here say? The Rama says ad b'chdei shiyasu. You have to wait b'chdei shiyasu. Very chumer. Even though in Shin Yud Ches he didn't say b'chdei shiyasu. Okay, but we are more not to be heard than the special chumras that they were worried about. So it's even b'chdei shiyasu. It says the Mishnah Berurah though. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Beis Vagos Hashem of Word the Gam Bekan Hu Bichdei Sheyasek Mo Ba'Over Meshaha Miloshen Rambam Lo Nirekein Miloshen Rambam. What exactly? He's going on Shogeg. He's going on Shogeg. Ad Motzei Shabbos. He says, what's he going on? That's meaning, how does he read it? He says, hold on, in Avar Shiyasu Bishneyan, then the Ramah adds Avar Shiyasu. Maybe that's only Avar. It's amazing. Does that mean only? You could read the Ramah however you want. Only Avar Shiyasu means Shiyasu or no? He's pointing it out now. It's going back on everything. So says the Mishmur, depends who you ask. Thou goes, so Shrei is Mefurish, that Beim Bemeiz Ben Meshogeg, they were Macher, but they Shiaseh. But from the Prima God, it was Bedaik from the Rambam, not that way. The Prima God, it was Bedaik from the Rambam. That only Bemeiz it, but Meshogeg, which is the special Xerah, they weren't so Macher and they didn't Aser it. Bethlei Shiaseh, as the Prima God says here, Uber Rambam. Mashma lechor dafke ba'aver b'shavi b'fish yasu mashachu kasav rakam motzei Shabbos come up there goes Ashri sounds differently. Okay, well, how does the Mishabura mean to paskin? Not so clear, but it sounds like he means to be mako, right? Because he says, you know, it's very hard to tell. He probably. Maybe he didn't mean to say anything, but it goes Ashri before that he needed the Shiaso, but Lashon Rambam doesn't sound quite, sounds more like he's noted toward Lashon Rambam, that they show me there's no way to say Shiaso. So let's just ask ourselves another question. Now that we know whether it's us or not, sorry, we'll have some other questions also, but do you have to eat the Shiaso? The Gemara says yes. Asr ad Bechdei Shiaso. So, b'mezid, baser, b'shogeg, the hagos ashri, says aser, the mashmos and the rambam, if you're medayik in the rambam, is that it's butter, and it sounds like we're about to read the hakel, I don't know. Sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is about to read the hakel, like the Raha. What? Less than? No. I mean, do you have to wait Motzei Shabbos? Do you eat it right when Shabbos ends? Or do you have to wait Motzei Shabbos to place your yas? No, but in any case, when it's
less than.
Which is, if it was, they may have said no matter when, but what? Or the show game, and it was not yet posted.
But they didn't say,
right, meaning, if someone been made it, left, let's say a case that Bein Lashon had been sparked. It was 25% cook. Someone left it on Mazid. Not only can you eat it on Shabbos, you have to wait months of Shabbos to be Shias. Let's say someone left it on the Shogun. You can eat it as soon as three stars come out on say Shabbos. That's what I meant. How about a Chirim? Remember the Rosh's issue of a Chirim? Don't talk about a Chirim here in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the din of a Chirim? Shulchan Aruch didn't talk about it. Luckily, someone does, right? Says the Magen Avraham Yud Aleph, Asur et Motzei Shabbos, be the custom stam, Shema Minah, the Asur lekol, Moshe Gazmatur, Mekach, Pira, and possibly Dark Day Moshe. Okay, it's Asur even, La'achirim. sorry. And that is what the Rosh said, because the Rosh said that the Ibaya, and he thinks the Ibaya is Mukhra Lit Chumra. That's the Torah said, because he quoted from his father. The Rosh, that's the Magen Avraham says, and Yud Aleph, and that's what the Shabura says. Lamed Aleph, Asher Lekal Adam. Asher for everyone. Magen Avraham, Eli Rabbah, Tosef Shabbos, lots of Achor. Now, both the Magen Avraham continues, but there's another Dea. There is a Hagos Mordechai. Masha goes Mordechai. Mordechai is Mefurish not that way. The Rosh is Mefurish one way, and the Torah just quotes his father. Basically contemporary Rishonim against each other. Most people don't discuss it. The Rosh says that it's Usher. That's the second Ibayim, we're not real before. Even though that Rosh is Isser, it's not so Iskahal, meaning it's only Isser Safik. They weren't Toshit Ibayim Lechora, but nonetheless, it takes from Machriel Ibayim Lechora. But that goes to Mordechai. So the Rosh, with something Asers, and his son, the Torah, quoted it, to fear to the Magen Avraham, fear to the Mishnah Berurah. But not everyone agrees. If you look at that goes to Mordechai here, you know how to find Hagos Mordechai, by the way. It doesn't mean you look for Hagos on the side of the Mordechai. It means that every Masechet, first the Mordechai goes through the whole Maseches. And then it says Slicha la Mordechai Misecha Shabbos. And then it starts Hagoshin into Mordechai. Whenever it says Hagos Mordechai, don't look like on the side of Mordechai for Hagos. you go to the end of the Mordechai after the 24th parak. Then he starts again with the first parak, and that's called the Hagos in the Mordechai. That's the difference there. First they print the Mordechai, then the Hagos Mordechai. So you look at that Hagos Mordechai parak, right? Like every Masechet, the Mordechai would look at every parak twice, from 1 through 24. And then again, 1 through 24. So if you look at that Hagos Mordechai in Kira, right here, he says, here it is. Benirli had shrina b'shachach teirvish b'shabbes hanimim b'diday. That's only for him. Avolah greenin shari afilu b'vayom. For other people, totally mutter and shah, even on Shabbos. Why? Benadonai la b'shachach afilu b'diday kibo b'ashu Shabbos. Really, we should be making even for him. They should make a special teirah and also the women, especially teirahs just on him. You know, if they elchol b'lechidush, they make a special teirah every. So how about laughing? Right, if b'shogeg, right. She had a shogeg la'achirim, says the Rush and the Tor, asr la'achirim. Why? Do the Rush think that by at the end of the Amid, and if any mindful issue does l'chor. Ah, suffer your own. Da'akos Mordechai, I just read to you, says Mutter. How do we paskin? So, not so posh how to paskin. It's all drabanan. It's all a question of knas. As a matter of fact, you might say, ain't something is a vadai. The Rosh is only math or something. It's a big Bible of Shita. That goes more high, obviously, I want the other Shita. He thought it's posh. Not even wants to talk about. Or maybe he thought that he buyers would amaze it. Anyway, but what if the Magna problems might be a little something? Why? Sock is Osir, Magen Avraham, and Mishnah Berurah. Although for two different reasons. The Magen Avraham says, what about the Hagos Mordechai? Now again, he could have said, I don't care about the Hagos Mordechai. I'm allowed to pass like the Rosh and the Tor, regardless of what Bednarsh thinks. But that's not what the Magen Avraham says. He takes into account what Bednarsh thinks. He says, no. He says, even the Hagos Mordechai would really admit. Masha Kasa Hagos Mordechai, that green shari, Mishnah's really correct mayor of Al-Ana, the Kamen Kuryu. Who had been Hachinami Asuko says no. Again, this is against that other. Now, Gus Mordechai was only Makil because he generally holds like Rory Maker. But we, not we being the Gra, we being the Mechaber and the Magen Avraham, pass like Rabbi Huda. Therefore, even that Gus Mordechai would be, even that Gus Mordechai would be not Rabbi Huda, pass like Rabbi Huda. This topic that's what he says. You look at his Lashon, he says, right there. Because they kind of like Rabbi Meir, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because you don't like Rabbi Meir. You don't like Rabbi Meir. So, right? What about the Hagos Mordechai's kind of? How do you get out of the Hagos Mordechai? Why? What? No, when he says this, Rabbi Meir says Shogeg should be mutter for everyone. But they need a special Xerah because of the Chashash HaRamah, as we saw in the Gemara. So if it's mutter of a special zera, the special zera is only on hand. Why would we make a special zera on a chair? But he says, that's all because he held him in anchor, it was much special zera. But we all like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the duke of the Gemara. They put Rabbi Yehuda, Shabbos Yochanan. But if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, zera, it's usher, it's posh, it's usher, well, posh, not that it's usher. So why says the Magen Avraham? Because kevan dekaimalon ke Rabbi Yehuda, which again, not everyone, right? Remember, the chokes to Chabar Gra. Af Hagos Mordechai Moda Lassar. Yeah, only for your mayor's generally Makil. Since he's generally Makil, even though here we're a little more Machra, we're a little Machra on him. On the person who did it, not on him. Once we learn to be Huda, it's Machra all the time on every Malacha. So, I'm plus here we're Machra for everyone. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in the Sharat Sion. Sifkatan something, Lamed Gimel, he says, didn't I lean towards the Gra, right? In Shem and Ches, didn't I lean towards the Gra and say that we always hold it for mayor? In which case, we should be Mekel, like that goes Mordechai. He says, no, this is Bechlal, the special Chomer of Shehi of Asunir. He says different, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's not that Gos Mordechai would admit because we don't like Rabbi Yehuda. It's that Gos Mordechai is just wrong. Says the Mishnah Berurah, nope. He says, Afilu Mathira. Miru Bishahia Yoser. Mibikomalacha Asru Aflachirim. Meaning, just Dagos Mordechai is wrong. Dagos Mordechai thinks it's part of the way that you make guilt. So the money room says, ah, Dagos Mordechai is right. We're Rabbi Yudas. And she first said that to you, not me. I, you lived before the bride, you were Rabbi Yudas. I'm the after the bride, I'm Rabbi Yudas. So Dagos Mordechai is just dead wrong. And he points out the world leader, but that's the world leader. Right? Dilo kehagos Mordechai. So the Mishnah Brura and the Megan of Ram ask the same thing. But the Magen Avraham thinks he's passing like that Agos Mordechai. Even that Agos Mordechai is only the very name, not like him. But he thinks that Agos Mordechai would agree if he knew that someday they would pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah Berurah says, no, that Agos Mordechai just did. He's saying, like, that Agos Mordechai is right. Just he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, but he would admit if he knew he'd pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, he would admit like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Mishnah Berurah says, no, he just did wrong. He thinks that this extra chomer of Shehiyah above every other halacha is only for Atzmo. No, the extra chomer is so chomer it's even lachomer. Okay. And both the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, this will be important, that it's also Achera, but call Shekin, it's Aser Le. Maybe so, because they're worse than Achera. Why? Because they're called Mi She, Mishpashal Mishpivot, not Mishpashal, Mishpashal Mishpivot. Okay, that's okay. Okay, now, this can be very important. Big halachal ma'isa shayla. We won't be able to finish everything. We won't finish anything. But we want to do a big halachal ma'isa shayla. Yeah. Let's come back. Correct. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah says that. Mishnah Berurah is just wrong. There's special rules for Shehiyah. Special kind of Shehiyah that. No, basically, the Mishnah Berurah says Shemir Ches is irrelevant. Like, no, Smorna, I heard it, Shemir Ches, Burden called Tarkuma, that's relevant. Don't you remember that Rav Chia Bar Abba or whoever it was? Nafa Kedarish, Rav Chia Bar Abba. Ah, this is the general rule, but here, Lo Shah. Okay, don't bring general rules. Everything in Shemir Ches is irrelevant here. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, let's go on. The Ramban now discusses something which is not in the Gemara at all. It's only in Hagos Ashri. Hagos Ashri and Hagos Mordechai. What does he quote here? Says the Ramban, Imech Zira. What about Chazara B'Shalom? Not so amazing. What about Chazara B'Shalom? Imech Zira Akum B'Shamas Dino Keshachach V'Shiva. If a guy, now why is Chazara more interesting if someone did Chazara B'Isser? Because you know what, for Ashkenazim, to do Shehiyah B'Isser, it needs to have they have been not cooked, and you don't even have a case where we want to know what the rules are that we got to be B'Isser. For Ashkenazim, no case to be B'Isser. Right? But Chazara is Isser. Let's say you do Chazara B'Isser in an Isser way. Why? Well, let's example Isser Chazara, it's not Gerfel Katan. Right? You take something off a regular gas flame, you put it back. That's an Isser Chazara, it's not Gar Fakatum. Or it is Gar Fakatum, but you take something off and then you put it down on the counter and then 2 hours later you change your mind and you put it back on. Right? Wasn't the Yaddo, it wasn't Dice Box, etc. Let's say you absorb the Isser. So all of a sudden the Rishonim come up with a Chilah. The Gemara didn't discuss it at all. B'mech Zirim Akum B'Shabbosin B'Shach B'Shiyah. If a guy that's Chazara B'Isser, you have your house Chazara B'Isser. That is considered, that is equivalent to Shehiyah B'Shalmei. B'mechzirim Yisrael dino ka'av B'Shah. If a Jew does Chazar B'Isser, even B'Shogeg, it's like Shehiyah B'Mezid. B'mitztamik V'ralo mocha sh'arlo nana min Isser. This is the important part. What about Chazar B'Isser? Again, it's not found in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't discuss Chazar B'Isser at all. The Rishonim make up a pshara. They say, what about Chazara B'Isser B'Shogeg? Why is this so relevant halacha l'maisa? Because this is actually very common. A lot of people I've noticed don't know halacha l'chazara and warm things up on Shabbos that are also. I've been to houses where someone takes the kugel out of the fridge, puts it in the oven on Shabbos. You know, okay, that's an Isser. It's not Gerfel Katan.
Not to mention that, if it's not open, the other night, perhaps you can't do that. What if someone warms up from base or a chance? Now they put it in a plot or something, which, according to everything, what if they warm up from base or a chance? Okay, we haven't gone to the left yet, what's us? What if someone does that? And we're not talking about Reformed Jews. I mean, they're Orthodox Jews who just don't know about all of us. Right? What do they say? This is how my mother did it growing up. This is my grandmother did it. It's obviously. So what about Zara Bishogig? So what does the Rambam say? He says it depends. If it's Al Yedei Akum, then it's like Shehiya Bishogig. What does that mean? That means big Hana'ah is Asur. Small Hana'ah is Mutter. What's the example of a big Hana'ah? If it cooked. It finished cooked. Wasn't fully cooked yet. But wasn't fully cooked yet. And what's the definition of big Hana'ah? So. Either way, but it is a fish. No, because it's Yevon. If someone did the second half of the cooking, we would say they're luckily lying out of the stove now. But if they did, but open the shulchan. Okay. Meaning, but halacha l'maisa? Halacha l'maisa, what does this mean? My people who do chazar b'shogeg, whether on back or not, it's usually fully cooked. Meaning, if you tell a guy to do chazar the wrong way b'shogeg, something you have this caterer, shuls, etc., they don't know the halacha now. You know, what if the people who just did it, they're not experts on the halacha thing itself, and the guy does it, then the shogeg, as long as it was already cooked, you're only getting a small hana, so it's no big deal. What if you told the guy to do it? There's the Mishnah Brura, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalid, I mean. What's this? The Bir Halacha. It says the Bir Halacha in the Mechzira in the Yehudi, etc. Says Lavush only if the Jew didn't know. Etc. Afilo Mahaya Bitsivo Yisrael. Yeah, even if a Jew told him to, we can be Mishkel. Okay, the Chazon Ish doesn't like that. Obviously, even the Jew gave the good instructions. No, it's more Kal, it's like the Akum. We don't have to ask her a, in general, the rule of Malacha and the Akum. We don't usually ask for small Hanom. Like, you could have the turn on the light for you, Chavs. No, if you turn in the dark, turn on the light, and you have to leave. You just turn it up a little, so it's a little nicer, then we don't worry about it. Okay, but what about all the day in Israel? Right? Which is a common case. You go to someone's house, they're serving you lunch, and they warmed up the food base or a chance. So what does the Rambam say? Nope. It's like Shehiya B'mezid. Even though it was Shogeg, it's like Shehiya B'mezid. Which means that a big Hana'ah is Asur, and even a small Hana'ah is Asur. What's the only Mutter? If there's no Hana'ah. Happened to be no Hana, says the Rama. What was it? If it's stomach ramo motor, Charlene, if it's some ramo, that's no Hana. No Hana is motor. What's the simple? Big Hana is partial. Small Hana is mid stomach. Big fellow. No Hana is mid stomach ramo. You know what? He took the schnitzel. And just made a drop. Okay, so that's all I know. Rather, he didn't do it. Now you're going to ask, hold on a second. Let's say he warmed up the schnitzel, got a little dry. Is that really no hana? After all, it got warm. Meaning, I'd rather be a little dry and hot than a little more moist than cold. Okay, everyone make their own decisions. Says the Mishnah Berura. Then mitzdameh, meaning, no one even discussed the shahia. Right? What do you say? If someone did Shehiya B'shogeg, it was not a problem. No, it's mutter. Right? So they didn't do anything wrong.
Khazari's one, says the, excuse me, sorry. What if it got warmed up? What if it got warmed up? So it's not so clear, right? Not so clear here. They don't really discuss metonic baralo water, and etc. But there's a clear answer. The answer is in the simon of Hatmana, Bishon and Zion. There is a clear answer in the simon of Hatmana. What did it say in Rishon Zion, the simon of Hatmana? It says that if you did Hatmana be'isser, it's usher even b'di'evet, b'davka, you know when it's usher b'di'evet? If it's soni sh'nishanin, get warmed up, or mitzdamek v'yafel. If it either got warmed up or mitzdamek v'yafel. Otherwise, then it's no problem. What is Machaber assuming in the main Rishon Zion? That getting warmed up is the equivalent of mitzdamek v'yafel. So even if Zamorello, if it got warmed up, that should be like mitzdamek v'yafel. That should be like mitznamik v'yafalo. That seems to be mukhrach from Simeration Zion, and that's how all the poskim paskin, for example, in the Aruch Shabbos, Perek Beis, Se'if, Lamed Zion, here it is, after offering the hushmach and tafshel klal, can show you the tamik baralo. Elish b'shatzah kadara atzurai atzomim b'tzchamim. Because the tamik baralo, if it got hot, then to also b'achilu b'shabbes. After over lishar kadara b'shogeg, it's also even b'shogeg, and that's based on the chazish who quotes from Simon Reish Zion, and he points out that we should really be a lot more bad. In Shahia for the Ramah, anything Machab under Sinai, but the Chazar, you can't do any Chazar based. Therefore, we have to ask what's intended to be given. So, what do we say? This is Mitzdamik for Ralo. If it was not heated up. But, or if it was heated up, even if it's not a varalo, that's still enough. Because you'd rather get a little dry and be hot than it be a little more moist and be cold. Is there one place? I don't know, but since we don't really know the line. Therefore, halach l'maisa, anything that was heated up on Shabbos, whether it's not a varalo or not a varalo, is still a little hot. Don't read the Ramah and say it's not for Yahweh who's never had off. No, it's not for Yahweh who's never had off if it wasn't heated up. Let's say the Chazar of Israel, something that was already hot. Keeping it hot in Rishon and Zion is not considered had off. Even though it really is, but since it's not it's not a concrete had off, it's not a positive had off. Now, so what's the solution? What if? What's a way to turn this case into a case where there's no had off whatsoever? If it was mitzvah to rot low or mitzvah to neutral low, and it got heated up, you can wait for it to cool down, right? That is actually controversial. We'll see based on Se'if Hay, but the Bir Halacha in Se'if Hay says, and I'll read it to you, we'll get to it at the time, even at Dover Yavish Mavushal, you're not allowed to reheat it, etc., etc. As long as it's hot, it's still usher. Yeah, he didn't say Mitzam Yaffel or something Yaffel. The point is that he doesn't care. Even if it's not Mitzam Yaffel, if it's hot. But he quotes the Prima Gadim, Dikshe Yigetzoni Matrazer Prima Gadim. But if it cools down again, the Prima Gadim is matter. The Katanish is matter even at this. He's super matter. He says, what if the Katan is called top? We don't like the Bira Lach, but Gadim, if it cools down, it's okay. If not heated up, or, and this is the Bir Halacha, Sif Hey, B'Shem Prima Gadim, Neged the Chazak Esh, I'll see where the Chazak Esh comes from when we get there, or heat it up and then
cool down. Okay. Now we can, That's a good question. What if the Rallo is worse than the heated? Meaning the Shizzle got so dry, it would be much better cold. Then, can you say that's no, not all? Or do you say, no? Like, it's so nice that it's hot, even though it wasn't worth it. Like, basically, you say, let's separate the heat. See, okay, the heat is hot. Or do you say, no, let's look at the net balance, the big picture. I don't know. The answer is I'm not sure. Lemice, if you wait for it to cool down, if it was not Misangriopolo, Rallo or neutral, and you wait for it to cool down, then you haven't been at it at all, and then you don't. I'm going to assume room temperature is good.
Equals 9 yards 11.
I'm going to assume room temperature. The problem is, of course, you go to the house, and you can't just, like, that means wait until the end of the meal. Okay? Whatever. Salted. Right? So, do you have a header? I see it's getting late.
And it's late.
What? This Shabbos, stay home. What day is it? Tuesday? Oh, they own the shop. Okay, a little complicated, but you know what? Let's take it one step at a time. Where am I? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Magen Avraham first. Says the Magen Avraham. Mir Nira Li Gazem, Magen Avraham Yadalid, also Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan. Which Sifkatan is this? Sifkatan. Lamed Hey? Yeah, okay. Says the Magen Avraham, Mir Nira Li Gazem, Da Achirim Shari. What about this case where it's a small hanah? Says the Magen Avraham, Aser lo, mutter l'achirim. Why is it Aser lo, mutter l'achirim? Meaning, the guy who did it, okay, he's not a fish. I'm going to my aunt's house. And she does chazar v'isr v'shogei. She's an Orthodox Jew. But she doesn't know the halacha. She warms the food up to Isser, and it was already cooked, of course. The Orthodox Jew is not being uncooked food. Bakas went found the yapalo, or got heated up. I get a small, I don't know, I get a small hanah. Either it's found the yapalo, or it's found the yapalo, it got hot, it's still hot. So I have a small hanah. Lachir, Mutter, Magen Avraham, Yodalid, and Mishmur Lamed. Hey, my name is Rosh Vos, Lachirim, Shari Bazet. Only Shogeg and a Bushel Tzarko. Why? Because they're a combination of Tutstad and Lahakel. What are the Tutstad and Lahakel? Number one, what are the Tutstad and Lahakel? Number one, Ulai Lo Asru. I'm calling this Hana'a Kitana. M. Hechzer b'shokik. After all, who says this is aser? Who says that if a Jew was machzer b'shokik, it's worse than if it was shahai b'shokik or a gutter's machzer b'shokik? Who says? Maybe not. Right? That goes on. She's b'shokik. And number two, the Hagos Mordechai. Ulai afilu. The Hanoa Gedola, but the Hanoa Gedola, the way he says it is, Mavosh Botsar, but I'm just translating these terms, Lo Asru Achir, right? That's the Agos Mordechai. Says, the Agos Ashri is Mesopanak, whether they answered small Hanoa even for himself, for Hesar Bashoki. And the Agos Mordechai is Mesopanak with the Asru Achir, even a big Hanoa, right? Ulai Lo Asru Hanoa Kitana. Afilu lo. Maybe Hanoa Ketana is mutter. The Gosha Shri is really something about this. And maybe there, everything about the Achirim, even Hanoa Gedola, so it's a small Hanoa, and for Achirim, it's a Mokel, 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 Mokel. he was discussing Shiva. Remember what we said? He was discussing. Shehiya. But Lachomra, if there's no Isser Shehiya, since we're only comparing this, then one second. Mordecai saying he was discussing Shehiya, but Lachomra, there should be no difference. Lachomra, there should be no Sfaradimutali. Yeah, he was discussing Shehiya. We're just assuming that there's no Sfaradimutali. But no, there are two Tzon Lachomra. Number one, it's a Sfal Hana. Maybe they did not say Sfal Hana. Number two, let's see that. No. Number one, maybe Chazar is not more makar to just full Hana. And number two, maybe she is much a lachir and Chazar is not more makar to lachir. We never heard that Chazar is more makar to lachir. Okay, Tutsam Lachel, what's the big controversy? Says the Machsa Shekel, Sivkat Yudalar on this Magen Avraham. He's make a lachirim, says the Machsa Shekel right here on the page of what this will end. But what does Zaki say? Say it louder. That's only acherim, but not mishnas bashel mishvilo. Right? That's only acherim. Right? Says the Machtzis Hashekel at the end of Sukkot and Yud Dalet. Vacherim shariv al bnei so is usher because it's mishnas mishvilo, like the Magen Avraham said earlier. Kol shkim mishnas mishvilo. So that's a great question. So here's the real question. Hetel achirim, this really helped because you're never achirim. You're always mishnas mishvilo. Right? And you're always the bnei beso. Bnei beso doesn't mean you're permanently, but it means you're invited to that meal. So, motar la'achirim. How about mishnas mishvilo? Is it like atzmo or like achirim? Says the machtes ha-shekel, that's it's that little deeper maskel at the end of Yodalit, more chamer. And therefore, we don't have a hetzer. You go to someone's house, Masa Shekel says they do preserve the history. So the Allah says for this machlokas, haposkin, whether you're allowed to do the chazara and they didn't rely, the unknowingly relying on the maple poskin himself, but he had himself pass. Let's say he did manchus. He put stuff in the oven to warm up Shabbos morning, no tzadla hakawatzmer. Right? They were master with notes. Warmed it up with no tzad l'haka whatsoever. So, the Master Shekel says, sorry, if you're an invited guest, you can't eat it until it cools down, which is never mentioned. You're stuck. You just have to try to finesse the situation as best you can. L'maisa nirlin yizdaipi, that sometimes this could become very difficult, and I think you can be makele against the Master Shekel. Why? I'll give a few reasons. Number one, the Bach here, at the end of Sivkatan, Yod Bacha Sivkatans. At the end of Sivkatan, Yod Aleph of the Bach says that Avalachrini Shari Behudin Le Bias. In a stop case, what's much more here is also much more the Maybe. So he says, no, no, no. We're not more Machrishin Spashal Shvilo. The Mishnah Burin Shinud Chet said, we're not Machrishin Spashal Shvilo. Now you can always say, but they have extra homers here. They can't be Machrishin. But yeah, but you can't prove. Yeah, you never know. But number one, there's a Bach assumes that there's no difference in Achir Mishas Bashal Bishvilo. Number two, the Rush, who said it's an Ibaya, said Ibaya is not Achir, he says Ibaya is an Ibiso. Oh, why didn't you say there's no Ibaya in Ibiso? Because they're Pasha, they're worse than Achir, and they're like, that's low. Apparently, the Rush also thinks. When the Rush says the second Ibaya was Achirim, he didn't say Achirim, he said Bnei Beso. Ah, he apparently thinks Bnei Beso are Achirim. And then he was Machmer, right? But Lemaisa, this is the Bach, end of Yud Aleph, and the Rush, Alpi the Bach for the and the Rush. Lemaisa, Halacha Lemaisa, even though on the daf right here, like the Farsha, on these words, the Rabbah, only have the Matzah Shekel, who said the Beisur were worse than Achirim. That could be also a deal from the Ram Shabura earlier said, but it's also Achirim Kolshi in the name itself. Maybe implying that worse. It's definitely implying they're not better. But, and even though Shin Yud-Ches, the Mishabur is making the Mugger Ram, make the like in itself. By Mishabur is Vash Mishfilo. Can't bring Shin Yud-Ches, according to the Mishabur. But nonetheless, since the Bach says the Beisur like Achirim, explicitly says, don't think they're worse. And the Rush also assumed they made like the Hera. He said the bias that he based. He doesn't say the bias of Hera. Why does they base our Hera for him? Therefore, Lamaisa, I think we could be Mako, Bashasa Tzoreth, it's usually Sasa Tzoreth, you know, fight with someone. So if someone does Sasa Rabbi, it's like one food that's like a nice, good looking food, but you don't have to eat it. You might have to like the Master Shepherd for Sasha. But in the Stam case where, you know, saw someone, etc. might be probably show bias. And I think the Maisa would be Mako against the Matzah Shekel, and even against what you might say the Mishabur and Mugger Brum both said, Kol Shekin they make fine and they make worse. But a Kol Shekin doesn't really mean worse either. And the Bach is Mako, and I believe the Rush is Mako. Maisa, I think, from up the Torah, we can take out, even from Misha and Sasha to Shvilo, to that if some of the Chazar was shown, they get out. I'm talking about the Orthodox relatives who did Chazar B'Shogeg because that's what their mother did, their grandmother did. And you know, I think everyone else is just very mafir. So they warm things up in a way that's so usher. The mice, they did a B'Shogeg and it was already fully cooked. And you have this heterolach heron, which is really like a problem, and you're not sure whether he's just possible to be able to count the heron or not. We can be make against the Mach Shekel, bit Makomts, Kach Nera Lenigas 90, Halacha Lit Maisa. Okay. We should let everyone have such good behavior. We should reduce their prison sentence. And let them out. Zaki, you can ask me questions all day, but you should let everyone else leave. Is there anything still? I'm assuming that Ari's comments were already addressed. The Deer Shoe says there's a Mishnah Brura in Reish Nun Dalid, Sifkat Nchka. That sounds different, you're saying? What is he saying there? Aser bein lo bein lachir mosi shama b'shiyasu. What was the case there? Aver b'shak. That is an interesting point. It's a steer in the round. And you're saying, maybe I'm wrong. I thought he's about Priya Lakula, but later on he's about Priya Lakula. So, therefore, in one place he's Sudeus, in one place he's Lakriya. Who's the herb is this? Eitan points out the Dirish who says, where is that? Where does that belong? Oh, is it still here? Yeah. Here. Okay. Should start the recording again. I don't know if we can do that. No. Okay. Eitan points out in the Dirish that we have to change our psak. The Mishnah Brura in Reish Nun Dalet Chaf Paskins that even Bishogig is also B'chnei Shiyasu. Even though here he wasn't clear. He just says, there's the Rambam. So therefore we should change our psak. Okay. Again, I don't know how often it comes up, but that's a good ha'ara from the Dirshu, from good Mekias for Eitan, or the Dirshu. Ari, I think your questions were addressed. If not, then feel free to talk. Okay. Yeah. By the way, is it spelled? Yeah, anyone who wants to talk on the Zoom, please feel free. Let's see. Okay, I'm not sure when I'll be in tomorrow, because it might snow overnight.
Wow.
If it snows, then just like We can't leave in the morning.
Does it help him in the rain?
No, really? There is such thing as too much, but nah.
The plant's so brilliant.
Yeah. Besides the fact that yeah, I think it's fine. Yeah, I think everyone would say, but probably they'd stop saying money in the morning.
This is good.
Really means a lot. This is good. Yeah. Gishmei bracha. Anyway, exactly.
Yeah. So the achir thing, nasa b'shvila, even though it's shinyachas, you're meiko, nasa b'shvila is considered.
Uh-huh.
That's because by that, we were saying, we meiko, let's say, ashtos lo yishamava, meaning you're only going to have to do a shishma here. By b'shvila, you're going to have to do it here. By b'shvila, you're going to have to do it here. Meaning, mishnas b'shvila should be shvila achir. No, it's la'at, but meiko do it for you. Here, by Chazar Lechazara, maybe you could say that it is God.
Yeah, maybe. But you can't prove it. Right?
The truth is,
it's a big finish that we're so mad for. Sorry, of course. Because this whole Rama is a big finish. Why? Because not the Rama. If really the Gross says that you make a whole show, it's like we're a neighbor. Why can't we just? What does the Mishnah just say? We're making a lot of whole show games, and even if we're doing Yehuda, you make a lot of
Chazara. Right? I'm sorry, sir.
But that's the thing. Yeah, so people say need an extra form of Shekhinah, but that also applies to Chazara. That's a big finish that the extra form of Shekhinah also applies to Chazara. It's the extra form of Shekhinah, whereas the Harama is passive. Why would someone do a Harama in Chazara more than anything else in the Torah? Why would you do more of a Harama in Chazara than in Gozings and Lai? You know, so it's a big finish, this Rama.
Which is you have more math than Shigia.
Yeah, that so even Chazar to be as machmer as Shigia, the finish. I would think Chazar is more mechel than Shigia. But certainly I wouldn't say it's more machmer. Now, what can I do? I would have liked the Mishnah to say, this Rama, forget this Rama, because we all like to grow. Doesn't. But that's also why I'm noted to be mechel when necessary. I would like the grow to say, this Rama, we don't all like it. But he doesn't. He comments on this Rama and doesn't really say much. Which, I mean, he just like Shabbat. It's not Gos Mordechai and Gos Asher. Which are
brought down.
It's brought down in. It's not in the Beis Yosef. Where was this part? Kasa Bagos Hashri, Beis Yosef. And Hasser Shogig, Tarachinim, Wasser Bachilo Dom Yashakwa Shio, Doma Shani Hotsam, etc. And it's Eno Nekol, Nenekol Kach. But Nakam, it's okay. And then the Gos Mordechai says, Kalhev Dom Radur Abanan, etc. Asol Achlo, etc. Yeah, it's all in the Beis Yosef. But in Beis Yosef, it's like between, it's not in the same order as us, between Tepes and Tefdalit in the Beis Yosef.
Later.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense because it really belongs. Like, it's the Ramat here who's fishing. Beis Yosef makes sense. There should be at the end of Sif Beis, which is where he puts it. The Ramat puts it in a funny place. Right? The Ramat is weird. Beis Yosef's normal.
Right.
Hey, Ton and Jesse, how are you?
Sham, we just wanted to hear Zachy's question.
Okay. Are we back to our regular schedule tomorrow? 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Meretz Hashem Yisbarach Shemo. Okay, see you then.
Thank you.
Thank you, Abby.
Bye.